Welcome to April's IT Modernization Insight, sponsored by Leidos. Now, here's your host, Tom Temin.
The Social Security Administration has been highly computerized for decades. That's how it never misses the disbursement of monthly payments. But its infrastructure and software are aging, so the agency late last year established a comprehensive modernization plan. It'll focus heavily on the systems for Title II, that's Social Insurance, Title 16, for Supplemental Security Income, and its disability programs. For an update, I spoke with Sean Bruhn, Chief Program Officer for IT Modernization.
During fiscal year 2018, we will focus on improving our communications. We send a lot of notices to the public. We're focused on improving the clarity of those communications, as well as making them available in multiple formats, our traditional print mail letters that go out, but also online is a new option, and potentially in the future, secure messaging. We will also focus on improvements to our disability determination process for disability benefits and our Title II processes, which include retirement, survivors, and auxiliary insurance as well. We are planning for future enhancements in Title 16, Supplemental Security Income. That's our needs-based program. Our enumeration workload, in which we issue Social Security numbers to authorized individuals, and our earnings work, in which we, for every worker in the United States, collect on a recurring basis their annual earnings so that we know their earnings history for when they become insured for benefits.
So that's a lot of different subsystems, really, that are coming into play here.
A lot of subsystems, yes. For example, I've mentioned Title II, our primary Title II claims processing system is the modernized claims system. Came online in the mid-80s to full capacity. It's been updated, and functionality enhancements have been made over the years as new legislation has been passed, as our programs have been revised through regulation. And each time that occurs, we generally make updates to our system. But in addition to the modernized claims system that supports Title II claims processing, we have roughly 128 other supporting applications that process work related to Title II social insurance. So that's a big portfolio just in that one area. We've organized our modernization effort around our core business lines. And that's what I articulated earlier there. So those core business lines are Title II programs, Title 16 programs, disability insurance, communications, earnings, and enumeration. Many people are aware that, to get a Social Security number, you have to, interact with the Social Security Administration if they need a replacement card, right? Because most of our Social Security number cards are issued through enumeration at birth. When a newborn arrives, we have an automated process,
right,
that issues the card. But we are looking, to your question, we are looking to modernize our core business systems.
And these 128 support applications, as well as the main Title II ones, those are mostly COBOL, written, as you said, sometimes going back to the mid-80s.
They're the supporting applications are written in a variety of programming language, some COBOL, some Java, some other programming language. The MCS system is coded in COBOL, about 24 million lines of COBOL. That is a very stable processing platform. It has been reliable over the years. It has been updated over the years. But as it was stated in our agency IT modernization plan, those incremental updates, bits and pieces here and there, that's hard to manage when you're covering, so much business logic. Title II social insurance is a large program to administer, millions of beneficiaries, millions of monthly payments. We get them out on time, accurately, for the most part. But as you add new functionality here and there in an incremental approach, it accumulates a bit of what we refer to as technical debt. It's more and more older code to maintain. So what we intend to do then is to, through modular construction, using agile software methodology, to, over the next several years, transform that code from COBOL into more modern language. I mentioned Java. We may use other programming languages as well. And that's for both the back-end processing logic as well as the front-end that our technicians and the public use online.
Sean Bruhn is the Chief Program Officer for IT Modernization at the Social Security Administration. I'm Tom Temin.
IT modernization, a far-reaching concept when you think about it. That's why Leidos has rolled out a clear-cut, user-centric approach to IT modernization that boosts productivity while securing the IT back-end. Learn how Leidos is advancing the digital workplace with proven solutions in collaboration, mobility, cloud, DevOps, data centers, and network modernization. Visit Leidos.com/modernize to see the approach. That's Leidos.com/modernize.
We're speaking with Sean Bruhn. He's Chief Program Officer for IT Modernization at the Social Security Administration. And if the COBOL code is stable, as you point out, and the new applications or some of the improvements have also been done, I guess, in the same language, why is it necessary to use new languages for the modern for the modernized systems?
Excellent question, Tom. So COBOL is, I think, technologists would agree for the most part on the stability of the programming language. It is not a programming language that's currently taught in most computer science programs. Therefore, software engineers that come out of academia or are in the workplace right now, they generally do not have a COBOL coding skill set. As such, what we do to maintain that code is we train our own. We're not our primary business is not developing software engineers. Our primary business is administering the social insurance programs for the nation. And so putting our major applications into modern programming language allows us to leverage the advantages of modern technology, and it reduces our human capital needs as far as training for programming, because we can acquire those skills. The modern programming languages are taught in most colleges, universities, and training programs. And they are very prevalent in the workforce today.
Sure.
And so as we recruit and hire folks, it's more likely that they're going to have programming skills in those modern programming languages and not in COBOL. And so that's a primary driver for us.
And as you move to modern languages, often those are less efficient in terms of CPU cycles that they use than assembler and COBOL. And so that has an implication for the processing capability. And often agencies find that when they go to these modern languages, that mitigates toward cloud instances as opposed to their own mainframes. What do you see ahead for the hardware to support modern languages?
It's a very astute observation, Tom. We are taking a cloud smart approach. We have an agency cloud infrastructure that is in operation. Today, it's received an authority to operate by the CIO within the last 2 years. We have, preceding that, spent time to learn how we could take advantage of cloud computing. But over the longer term, we do see, Tom, a reduction in our reliance on mainframe processing as we increase our reliance on cloud processing and cloud data storage. We're doing this on a prospective basis. We're making a case-by-case business determination as to the most efficient, effective, cost-effective platform on which to run a piece of software. That is a process that's coordinated by our infrastructure team with close coordination with our software development team and our business units.
And converting to new code, you have to extract the business logic in some way and make sure that, you know, when one goes in and you expect three to come out, that it still does. What are the methodologies you're using to do that conversion, or have you settled on that yet, and how do you test it?
Right. So we are very much in a modular construction mode. So we're not going to replace an entire mainframe application in one fell swoop. We will decompose it into smaller chunks of functionality. That allows us to develop over time and to test as we go. I mentioned earlier we're using agile software development methodology. That will be the case as we convert code to modern programming language, as well as when we develop new business functionality. Our general approach is to take a small piece of the application, convert the code, test it in parallel with our legacy, validate that it matches the same outcome, and then make decision about promoting it to production.
Sean Bruhn is the Chief Program Officer for IT Modernization at the Social Security Administration. I'm Tom Temin.
IT Modernization. A far-reaching concept when you think about it. That's why Leidos has rolled out a clear-cut, user-centric approach to IT modernization that boosts productivity while securing the IT back-end. Learn how Leidos is advancing the digital workplace with proven solutions in collaboration, mobility, cloud, DevOps, data centers, and network modernization. Visit Leidos.com/modernize to see the approach. That's Leidos.com/modernize.
We're speaking with Sean Bruhn. He's Chief Program Officer for IT Modernization at the Social Security Administration. What are some of the digital services that you are envisioning for the public? I know the MySSA has been rolling out over the last couple of years so people can establish their own accounts. What are you looking ahead at?
So we always focus on providing the highest quality service to the public, and our approach has been evolving on the digital service front for several years. Increasing the number of service options, and several of our online services are already among the top in government and are as good as or better than prominent private sector service offerings. As part of our modernization, we're focusing on continuing to improve the services we have and adding new services, new interactions, that would be of value to the public. We're currently working to put all of our online services behind that secure online portal that you mentioned, My Social Security. We encourage all members of the public to establish their personal My Social Security account. That will then allow prospectively a member of the public to see all the relevant services for their circumstance. And so in some cases, that may be, filing for claims or checking claim status. In other members of the public, a member might be a representative payee for another beneficiary. They'll see those services. What the portal will show will be dynamically presented based on that individual's circumstances. So that's the trajectory we're headed there with our digital services.
We're speaking with Sean Bruhn, Chief Program Officer for IT Modernization at the Social Security Administration. And will you be applying for Management Act revolving funds? Now, I guess they're finally open for business because if Congress passed a budget. Will you be applying for those to enhance the budget you have already?
Well, we're certainly evaluating our options. The MGT Act is new. Like all federal agencies, I think, are trying to understand how that may assist us. We haven't made any decisions yet, but we're evaluating all options.
And getting back to some of the technology and some of the digital services, mobility seems to be the fastest growing way in which people access government services. And at the state and local level, they seem to be a little bit ahead of the federal government with respect to what you can do mobily, such as renewing licenses for vehicles, that kind of thing. Are you looking at mobile digital services, and what's your strategy for that?
Yeah, our strategy, Tom, on mobile is really to meet the customer where they are. And we have, for a couple years now, used responsive design, and that allows our online services to recognize if a member of the public is using a personal computer, tablet, or a cell phone. We're building that in to all new services that we build, and it will be part of the My Social Security portal. So prospectively, we envision our digital services to be accessible from personal computer as well as from other personal devices.
And I wanted to ask you about one of the problems that Social Security has. Is a major challenge is its disability claims backlogs. Do you see an IT component to eventually knocking that one down?
Well, I would say that that's one of our core programs. And as I outlined at the outset, the plan is inclusive, or our modernization plan is inclusive of all core business functions of the agency. And so, yes, we will be continuing to modernize not only our Title II and Title 16 processing applications, but also our disability processing applications.
How does cybersecurity figure into all of these modernizing plans? Because, you know, every agency's got that challenge, and it's one that never goes away.
Of course. And we recognize that security is a foremost priority for the public. Who entrust our data to Social Security to administer the programs accurately. And cybersecurity is acknowledged within our IT modernization plan as a foundation. It is required across all our core business functions, all of our information systems, and the cyber team here at Social Security and the Chief Information Security Officer are key partners at the table as we move forward each step of the way. In other words, we view cybersecurity as being baked into our plan to modernize.
And how have things been going in the Woodlawn Data Center? That's still one of the fairly new data centers in the federal government. And it was state of the art, I guess, a couple of years ago when it opened. What are your plans there?
We have two secure data centers that support each other. They're redundant. There's co-processing. We feel we're well-positioned on the data center front to support our needs prospectively.
And what's your timeline on modernization? Give us a sense of the schedule that you've set for yourself.
Sure. So our plan was made public in October 2017. We're in our first 6 months we've completed of our modernization journey. We view this journey as a five-year journey. We've established a major IT investment here that covers 5 years. The roadmap is articulated in our modernization plan, and we're right now on schedule with where we need to be and on budget. So we're off to a good start, but we have, couple more years ahead of us to really have focused management attention on the modernization.
And you did mention the human capital challenge, which is partly a function of the technology you're using and partly a function of the fact that the COBOL programmers are getting extinct or they're just simply going away. Anything else on the human capital front that will enhance modernization?
Sure. I think the key takeaway I would say is that we view this business and IT journey as a way to transform the way we do business. So that's transform the way we develop software and implement new technological capabilities, as well as transform how we serve the public. And so to do that, we'll be building the workforce of the future. We have been doing that, attentive to our skill gaps, both on the programmatic front as well as on the IT front. We always look to hire the best and brightest, and human capital planning is indeed part of our modernization strategy.
Sean Bruhn is the Chief Program Officer for IT Modernization at the Social Security Administration. Find a link to the modernization plan and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to this week's IT Modernization Insight Show, sponsored by Leidos on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The entire program can be found on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search IT Modernization.
IT Modernization. A far-reaching concept when you think about it. That's why Leidos has rolled out a clear-cut, user-centric approach to IT modernization that boosts productivity while securing the IT backend. Learn how Leidos is advancing the digital workplace with proven solutions in collaboration, mobility, cloud, DevOps, data centers, and network modernization. Visit leidos.com/modernize to see the approach. That's leidos.com/modernize.